Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in today's video, I want to talk to you about taking ultimate responsibility for your own life. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, hope you're well. So let's talk about this. So I've just come off a 3-day training, virtual, of course, on Zoom, as all trainings are these days. But the 3-day virtual training was Breakthrough to Success with Chris Howard. He's my original NLP coach. And the last time I did any Chris's training was probably about 3 years ago, actually, in Santorini, Billionaire Bootcamp. It was awesome. If you've never been to Santorini, you should go. And if you've never done Billionaire Bootcamp, you should definitely go as well. All mindset stuff. But one of the things that really struck out for me on this latest piece of training from Chris was, are you living at cause or are you living at effect? Now, I knew about this because I've been taught this in NLP for the last 10 years, and I knew about living at cause and I knew not to live in effect. And let me explain what the differences are, and then we'll deep dive into causes. So if you're living at cause, you affect the world around you. You take full responsibility, and you're not to blame, but you are response able. You are able to respond, and in fact you affect the world. If you're living in effect, you are living in a world that controls you, not the other way around. So people use language like, oh, why does this always happen to me? Whereas people who live at cause go, I'm going to make this happen. And I've been living at cause for quite some time, by the way, as long as I can remember. I just didn't recognise it. And you know when people go, well, I've done the training and I've done exactly what you said and it's still not working. They're living in effect, okay? Because they didn't do it exactly as I did it. They did it differently in some way. Because I'm living at cause and I take full responsibility for it. And therefore, I take full responsibility for my results. Whatever those results happen to be, I take full responsibility for them. Whereas if you're living at cause, you use blame. And you say things like, well, it's not my fault because this happened and that happened. And this guy said he was going to do this and he didn't do this. And something else happened. And then that happened. And then something else happened. And then it snowed. And then it's COVID. And then Brexit. And then Trump. And there's always an excuse as to why something didn't get done. That's living in effect. At cause, you go, yeah, COVID's happening. Let's go murder it. Let's go. I know Brexit's happening, there's an opportunity there. That's living in cause. You can affect the world however you choose to affect the world. But there was, in the 3-day weekend, there was something extra that I hadn't accounted for. And it was taking ultimate responsibility for some of the worst things that have ever happened in your life, in my life. And I've got to tell you, it was emotional, heartbreaking, the absolute complete realization that you are fully responsible for where you are in life, including the bad things that happen to you. Could you have reacted differently? Could you have responded in a different way? Did you have to go to that place? Now, I'm not saying here that this is blame. Again, this is not about blame. It's accepting responsibility for whatever happened. And I know, by the way, there's certain things that are running through people's minds right now. They're going, yeah, but Dan, I didn't ask to be mugged walking down that, you know, in Leeds City Centre at 4 p.m. in the afternoon in broad daylight. I didn't ask to be mugged. And you're right, you didn't. But taking ultimate responsibility for that, and this is where the problem lies, you see. This is the difficulty. Because nobody wants to take responsibility for that. And that's a hard thing to take responsibility for when it's ultimately not that person's fault that they got mugged or whatever it happens to be. That wasn't my incident, it was something else to do with kids and so on. But bear with me on this. Because this is about the journey of taking ultimate responsibility. It's not about apportioning blame and blaming yourself, and you've already done that, right? You've already done that to the nth degree a million times. And so this is not about rehashing that. This is about taking responsibility for it so that you can change the way that you now react to that event that happened.
And I've got to tell you, folks, when I did this, it was mind-blowing. I can't explain it in any other way. At one point, we had to go to a breakout room and we had to share our learnings. And I was struggling to get the words out. And I've only ever had that once before. And that was at the BTS in London. Rinse it out of you. Where I had to share some of the things I was going through at the time, which was, you know, my breakup with my ex-partner and the kids going missing and pretty horrific things, really horrific stuff. But going through the journey of being totally responsible for it, it brought some new patterns of living. And this was only this weekend, and it's only Wednesday today. It was only Sunday when we did this. And already it's brought some new patterns of behaviour for me as an individual, which I'm really grateful for. And also it brought a new way of living at life, looking at life and looking at my position in society in terms of how I help people, how I don't help people, how I act selfish, how I'm not selfish. Just the whole thing was very, very interesting. And that's the whole point, isn't it? Is that when you go down the mindset rabbit hole, is to look at self and look at behaviours and look at how you can improve them. And again, not for blame purposes, but for you to improve who you are as a person and as a human being and as part of this society that we live in as a cohesive unit. And it was very, very interesting. And so, this video really was about asking you to consider taking ultimate responsibility for what has gone on in your life. And again, it's not about blame, but it's about looking for new learnings or new behaviours or just a new way of seeing things so that you can become a better person. And I get that this is not the usual upbeat video, by the way, but life isn't an upbeat situation 100% of the time. Life can be pretty hard sometimes. And those times need an opportunity to be looked at so that you can actually see what's really going on and take the learnings. Because usually the stuff that we learn is the surface level learnings. And that's not the stuff that we were supposed to learn. There's stuff underneath that that were the real learnings. And we kind of don't get those, because we get the surface level meanings, and because it's painful, we then just get rid of them. All right, pretty deep that one. I hope that's useful for you. I hope that gives you a little bit of food for thought. And I hope that you can have a look at some of the stuff that you've taken responsibility for that's happened in your past, and you can get some fresh learnings from it. All right, hope that's useful. My name's Dan Latter. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.